or you call it close tha. How many kinds of tha are there, brother? I will write down here. Open. What is this called? Open tha. And what is this called? Close tha. Or you can say circle. Okay? In Arabic, this is called ta marbuta. What is it called? Ta marbuta. We will inshallah memorize it slowly, slowly. But for the sake of ease, let us call it open and close. Open ta and close ta. Any noun that ends with close ta, 99.9%, it is muannas. What is it?
Muannas.
It is muannas. Family. Any ta. And you can make a noun from masculine to muannas most of the time by just adding the ta marbuta, close ta. You make it muannas. Is it clear? We will do a lot of exercises, inshallah. Okay. So, sa'atu, if the noun is sa'atu, tell me, is it masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
It is feminine. Why? You saw that little close star there. Yeah, very good. And that is why, in answer up to that question, you used here. You use muannas. I should keep the watch so that I can watch the time. You know? Okay? Hada kalamun. Hadihi saatun. We changed. Hadihi. We are going to learn, inshallah. I'm not going to go into that hadihi business now. Later on we'll go, inshallah. Okay. Ajib, answer. Anil as'ilatil atiyati. Answer the following question. Brother, we will answer the question from the text of the book. Are you with me? We will answer from the text of the book. Aina al-kitabu. Where is the book? What will be your answer? Huwa al-maktabi. Now translate. It is on the desk. Now, I don't want to analyze everything, but once you know the analysis, you know it is Mubtada and Khabar. Are you with me, brother? Muhammad? It is Mubtada. Huwa Mubtada al-maktabi. Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Jarun majrur, fine. Aina Muhammadun huwa fil ghurfati. Now you got to write all these things, brother. You got to write all these things. When you will write, you'll become strong. Brother, no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain, brother. Without hard work, no fruits. Okay? So you have to work hard. And I must remind you, we are an intensive course. It means like going to a college for 6 months, and in 6 months you work hard, you master that course, and you get a diploma. And we are going to work hard just like that, and inshallah finish the course. Fine. What is the next question? And I'm not checking your homework, brother. You will check yourself. Also, we have a special books like called Hallo Tamarin, solution to the exercise. You don't have it? You can buy. There are 3 books for $5. Okay? And that has got all the answers to these exercises. Okay, but do not go to that Hallo Tamarin first and write it. That will defeat the purpose. Yeah, and you know, yes, Brother Farid.
Do you have English translation?
Brother, no. English translation, we'll do it in the class and you will write down. Okay. Now, the point is this, brothers and sisters. After a great deal of hard work on the part of Dr. Abdurrahim and on our part, to request him, to push him, to to pester him. Dr. Sahib, we need Halottamaring. We need Halottamaring. We live in Canada. We don't have time. Huh? And even teacher doesn't have time to check each and every homework. So finally, Dr. Abdurrahim wrote the answers to all the Tamaring. And we have it. Huh? Inshallah, after the class, or tomorrow, inshallah, I will bring and keep it here. And Brother Muhammad, inshallah, you'll give them. Huh? It's essential. It will help you. Three books completes everything. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, Aina Saatu. Here. Alassariri. Where is the watch? It's on the bed. Huh? Now I'm not analyzing, brother. Now it is understood, you know it. Okay? Aina yasirun huwa fil hammam. You will memorize slowly, slowly. Hammam is also Urdu word. Not Urdu word, Arabic word, but borrowed from Urdu, borrowed it. Yeah, hammam. Bathroom. Huh?
Bathroom.
Bathroom. Okay. Where you take shower, brother. Shower room, you can say. Okay, brother. Aina aminatu. Hiya amina. Muannas. Hiya fil matbakhi. I told you biryani is being cooked for us. Aina aminatu. Hiya fil matbakhi. She is in the kitchen. Very good. Now comes question. Look at it, brother. Hamza came in the beginning. Aminatu fil ghurfati? La. Aminatu fil ghurfati? Is Amina in the room? La. Where is she? Hiya fil matbakhi. It's easy, brother. Hiya fil matbakhi. She is not in the room. She is in the kitchen. Ayasirun fil matbakhi? La. Huwa fil hammami. Huwa fil hammami. Okay? Are you, Brother Farooq, do you follow the, inshallah. It will be better if you have any problem, write it in English with a small writing on the book, inshallah. Okay, brother. Huwa fil hammami. Okay. Man fil ghurfati. See, man has come. Who is in the room? Muhammadun fil ghurfati. Muhammadun fil ghurfati. Muhammad is in the room. Fine, brother and sister. Wa man fil hammami. Wa man fil hammami. And who is in the shower room? Yasirun fil hammami. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to do it, inshallah. Fine, brother and sister. Maza alal matabi. What is on the desk? Maza alal matabi. What is on the desk? What is on the desk, brother? Al kitabu alal matabi. Al kitabu muftada. Alal matabi jarun wa majrurun shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Inshallah. Very good. Maza alas sariri. What is on the bed? As-sa'atu, as-sa'atu, al-sariri, as-sa'atu, mubtada, al-sariri, jarun wa majrurun, shibbu jumla, khabar. Got the idea? Now, ikra waktub. Ma dabti awakhir al-kalimati. By putting the proper vowel signs at the end of the word. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now remember our knowledge. Why did we take trouble to learn marfu', mansub, majrur? Now you will use it. Huh? You will figure out when the noun becomes majrur. Huh? When I say dun, it's marfu'. When I say dan, it's mansub. When I say din, it's majrur. When I say dun, it's marfu. When I say dan, it's mansub. When I say din, it's majrur. Therefore, dun dun dan dan din din, 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 dun dun dan dan din din. One more time. When I say dun, it's marfu. When I say dan, it's mansub. When I say din, it's majrur. Therefore, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din. Now start the first word. Al madra sa tu. Father, why tu and not ti? Because noun in its natural form, are you with me? Will always be marfu. Noun in its natural form is always marfu. Okay? It will become majrur if something comes in preposition come. Or something else comes in the sentence. Okay, next one, brothers and sisters. Fil. See? Now you know ti. Why do you do that, Brother Hasan? Because harf jar came. That made it majrur. Huh? Got the idea, brother? Next one, brother. Fil baiti. You will be writing it, huh? Properly. Okay. And then, brother, al bai tu, mashallah. Al ghurfa tu, very good. Al hamma mu. Fil matbah ti. Al matta bu. Al al matta bi. Al al kursi yi. Not kursi yu, al al kursi yi. As sari ru. Al al kita bi. On the book. Fil masjidi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now tell me, is it difficult? No. I want to hear from you that it is not difficult. Inshallah. And Allah will make it more easy for us, brother. Inshallah. Okay. Now you got the idea, huh? Okay, brothers and sisters. Ikra waktub. Read and write. So you will read loudly. I request you to read loudly at home. All the lessons. Because that way, zaban mein rawani aayegi. Your tongue will get used to pronouncing Arabic sentences, Arabic words. Because we are not used to. This is a new thing for us, you know. Okay. What is the first sentence, brother? How will you start the first sentence, Sister Abir? At-talibu, mashallah. What? Jamia. Ti. See? We cannot make it two, no more. We know fi has come, has to be majrur. What is the meaning of it, sister?
The student is
in the class. In the university. Jamia tu. Don't worry. If you make a mistake, brother, don't worry. If you make a mistake, the world is not going to stop. It will still go on. Okay? At-talibu mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fil jamiyati. What is fil jamiyati? Jarun wa majrurun shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Next one, brother. Ar-rajulu fil masjidi. Translate, brother.
The man is in the masjid.
Same way. You can analyze it if you want to, but you know it, brother. Aina tajiru. Where is the merchant? Huwa fid dukani. He is in the
shop.
MashaAllah. So where is Muftada? Huwa. And then fid dukani, jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. InshaAllah. Al-kalamu alal maktabi. Al-kalamu alal maktabi. Very good, brother. Al-kalamu alal maktabi. Same way, everything same. Aina Zainabu. Now Zainabu is a muannas. Aina Zainabu. Hiya fil ghurfati. See, can you imagine? No vowel signs. Dr. Abdurrahim thinks you have become expert. No need to put vowel signs. But alhamdulillah, we can manage it. We know when the noun is marfu and when it becomes majroor. Huh? Fine, brother. Aina Zainabu? Hiya fil ghurfati. So, hiya mubtada fil ghurfati khabar. Shibu jumla khabar, jar majroor. Aina al-waraku? Where is the paper? Huwa alal maktabi. It is on the desk. Okay. Aina al-mudarrisu? Where is the teacher? Huwa fil fasli. He is in the classroom. Got the idea? Huwa mubtada. Where is khabar? Fil fasli. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Inshallah. Inshallah. Aina yasiru? Huwa fil mirhadi. But the hammam is a shower room and mirhad is a toilet. Huwa fil mirhadi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. This is very beautiful, brother. Ash-shamsu wal-kamaru fis-samai. The sun and the moon, they are in the sky, are in the sky. Okay. But I'm tempted to give you a heavy dose. But if you don't understand, you will not worry and I will be explaining it. You know we said waw. What is waw? Ataf. Waw is harfu ataf. Harfu atafin. Write down if you want to. Al-wawu, last time I wrote, brother, harfu atfin. Harfu atfin. Inshallah. Harfu atfin. Harfu atfin, which is a conjunction. Okay, what is the job of harfu ataf? It connects two nouns. It connects two nouns. So, if I were to analyze this sentence, Ash-shamsu, what is Ash-shamsu? That I know.
Mubtada.
And then in what is waw?
Conjunction.
Harfu ataf. Harf. Ataf. You can say, Brother Samad, you can say ataf. But then what is kamar? What shall I tell kamar? It is also mubtada. But we call it something else. This is what the tough thing I am. Will you want to write it, brothers and sisters? You will write down, Now, brother, this is very advanced Arabic. But because we are an intensive course, and because we will be practicing every day, inshallah, you will understand it. Al-Kamaru, you will write down this, sir? Why? What did I write down, brother? I put this. Ma'tufun. Ma'tufun. Ala shamsi. Sister Salma? Ma'tufun. Ma'tu, this is ta. Ta. Is this from Ataf? Ataf, ma'tuf. Ma'tufun ala shamsi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ma'tufun ala shamsi. What is the meaning of ma'tufun? Connected. Connected to the shams. You know, waw always connects. So it connected the kamar to the shams. So in other words, brother, if the shams is marfu and waw comes, the next word will also be marfu. Same thing. That is why ashamsu wal kamaru. Why kamaru is marfu? Because it is connected with shamsu. You know, same thing. We will learn in lot detail later on. I will explain you in detail. So as I said, if you are not 100% sure, do not worry. But I'll be explaining you. But you know, since we are analyzing the sentence, and as shamsu came, mubtada, waw, ataf, al-kamaru, ma'tufun ala, shams. Connected. Ma'tufun ala shams. And where is the khabar, brother? Fis-samai. Fine. Man fil fasli. There is only question mark. Who is in the classroom? Al-mudaris fil fasli. But we don't have to say much. You know, man fil fasli. Brother, we end here. Inshallah, next thing we'll carry on. Brother, I request you to go through the handouts from the page 1 onwards and this book. And if you have any question, you will call, you can ask me tomorrow and we'll go in detail, inshallah. And if there is a time tomorrow, I will start the verbs. I will start the verbs. And verbs, I will try to make them very interesting for you. I'll put lots of masala and I'll put some red chilies. If you like, I'll put some chutney also in the verbs, you know, to make it delicious for you. Okay, brothers and sisters?
Thank you.
Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabun nar. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa zuriatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله tomorrow we'll meet around 9:15 inshallah. You'll try to come if possible. If you are late due to traffic, don't worry, brothers and sisters. You know? Jazakallah.